Week one of the high school football season, and our coaches' shows continue now as we talk with Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik as we get set for week one on Friday nights. Our coaches' show brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Service, and also Wanklin Oil Company as well. Coach, appreciate the time. 2 years ago, a state championship. Last year, a 9-win season. We're back here in 2021. Overall, how is the off season, and how ready is your team for this first ball game this week?
I think our kids had a great summer. Had several 100% kids that were at weights, and we always have a pretty good turnout there. And so, like I tell the kids, it's always a new season. You know, it's a new team, and they take pride in that, they're pretty excited about the upcoming season.
When you look at the talents that you return, who are some of the key players that are going to make this team go, whether it's offensively or defensively? Who are some of those key leaders for you this year?
We lost last 2 years. We've lost some seniors, especially last year with the offensive line. So, we're excited about our young guys, not so much young, but new. Still got seniors and juniors, on the field, and just haven't played in those roles yet, So, Trayden Talley's a multiple-year starter for us, on the offensive line, and one of our offensive line leaders, and, Ethan McNally in the backfield is one of our, be a senior who's led us last couple years. So, and then there's just a bunch of new kids that we're excited about.
Of course, last year the defense was one of the best in the state, allowing just 12 points per game and only about 200 yards of offense per evening. Had 23 takeaways as well. Do you feel that as another strength for your team heading into this year?
Yeah, we got to replace, a lot of kids. I think we're going to be, going through the jamboree last week here, we had, pretty much 8 kids on defense that are kind of new in new spots and 9 on offense, but our kids still fly around and, we just need some time with this bunch.
Obviously, last year with COVID and everything, it just kind of put a damper on a lot of area teams. And, of course, schedules were altered a bunch. But, as we're still dealing with the pandemic, but we are getting back to kind of a more regular schedule and hoping to fly through, knock on wood, without any difficulties here. Just how good does it feel to just kind of get a regular season back up and going?
It is. It's nice to be normal, as normal as we can get. We still got some quarantines and things like that that we have to do, but hoping the best for the season and these kids. They've lost a lot in the last year and a half, and we're just hoping that, that things can be normal for these kids.
Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik joining us here. We'll take a break. A word from some of our great sponsors. We will preview the monster matchup at Rossville on Friday night in just a moment. Continuing with our coaches' shows here throughout the course of week one of the high school football season, we're joined by Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik as we get set for an absolute monster matchup this week for your team to really get a gauge of where you're at to start the season on the road at Rossville. We're talking two of probably the best 3 teams in Class 1A. When you see Rossville on paper and you look at the prep for this week, what are some of the big strengths for them and the challenges that they're going to present this week?
Well, they've got a returning quarterback that's been their starting quarterback now for 3 years. So, Tucker Horak, he's a nice football player, very shifty with his feet, can throw the ball extremely well. So, that's a kid we've got to contain. And, they lost a lot of their skill and some other linemen and things like that from last year. So, I know Coach Thomas has got to come a new bunch there as well. So, we're excited to play a team like Rossville, the first game, just to gauge and see where we're at, to play that kind of competition. We enjoy playing that.
You mentioned the Jamboree, of course. That's always a good opportunity the week prior to kind of see where things are at. Do you feel like it was a good opportunity for your team, or do you feel like that was productive and a good chance to see kind of where your team was at with that 1 week left in that preparation for this game this week?
Yeah, it was against Nemaw Central and Perry LeCompton, a 2A and a 3A, football team, and two good programs, two well-established programs. So, and we went up there and held our own and were able to execute some things. And, it's just that's one of the best things Keisha and State of Kansas has done for football is having that jamboree. You don't get much out of your own team scrimmage when you only have 30 kids out. And, player scrimmage against, you know, varsity teams, and that's a great deal. So, yeah, we gained a lot of knowledge from Friday night.
Of course, you got some key returning pieces, but when you look at maybe some younger, or at least maybe some guys on your team that didn't have a lot of experience heading into this year, are there some names of some kids that we should be keeping an eye on for you?
Like I told you before, it's just wide open. You know, it's just, we got so many new kids that we're just anxious and excited to see what you know, what they can do, you know, on Friday night. So, you know, I'll know more after Friday night and, you know, as we get the season going.
All right, Coach, final question before we get you out of here. What is the kind of the rundown, or not necessarily a game plan, but what are some of the big keys for you to come out victorious on the road at Rossville this week?
Well, we just got to maintain the football offensively and you know, usually mistakes are the things that get to be, you know, whether it be turnovers or penalties, 5-yard penalties driving nuts. But, you know, we didn't have any of those at the Jamboree, so I thought our kids did extremely well with that. But, you know, turnover and ball control. You know, we've got to be able to rush the ball, and, you know, that's what we do with our single wing. So if we can maintain the ball defensively, just got to contain that, you know, that quarterback. And you know, they like to spread you out so they can get one-on-one and a lot of gaps, you know. So you just got to control and kind of bottle that up best we can.
Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik joining us here on our coaches shows, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Service, also Wenklin Oil Company. Appreciate our great sponsors throughout the course of the year. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here in week one. It's going to be a fun season. It's a monster matchup for you here in week one, but good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.